Okay, welcome back. Good news is we have landed the whole conversation about men and women. Not that we're done with that, but I think it's time that we move on. There are so many fascinating concepts in the Hebrew Bible that we still need to unpack and look at. So today we are looking at the word for faith in Hebrew. Now, faith as a concept is central to our entire Christian experience, if I may. But very often, I think it's one of those abstract terms that rarely gets explained, unpacked. We talk about faith as if we all have the same definition, and we use the word faith as if we all mean the same by that. But what is the word for faith? What does it actually mean? This is what today is about. The first time that we read about somebody having faith in the Bible is in Genesis 15, verse 6. It speaks about Abraham, where it says, "And he believed in Yahweh, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness." Genesis 15, verse 6. That word "believed" in Hebrew is the word for "he had faith in Yahweh." Now, in Hebrew, that word is the word "aman." Sounds familiar? Sounds something like the word "amen," right? We'll get around to that now. The word "aman" in Hebrew, where in Greek we very often have an abstract connotation to words. For example, we would talk about truth and righteousness and spirit and all these abstract words, but we don't necessarily know whether we mean the same thing. In Hebrew, the verb "aman" literally means to uphold or to support. Think of it this way. If you had to be a pillar or a column underneath a massive roof, the action that you would perform on the roof would be the verb "aman." You would literally give weight or support to the roof as an action. And since Hebrew is an action-driven language, we have to ask, if the word "faith" equates to the word "aman," what does it really mean to us then? So basically, where in the Greek language faith is an abstract term, in Hebrew it literally means I give my support, or I uphold, for example, God. And what is a great example of that? Two things. One example that comes to mind is Daniel and his friends, when they were required to bow before the image of Nebuchadnezzar. They made the statement where they said, "God will rescue us from this situation, but if he doesn't, we will not bow down to the statue." That is a practical example of what it means to aman, to uphold, to support, to lift God up, to uphold God in the midst of the most dire circumstances. And then one more thought. Galatians speaks of we are saved through faith in Christ, and that Greek word actually is the faith of Christ. I think the translators struggle with that in Greek, because how can we say the faith of Christ? Because our abstract definition is we have this cognitive almost ability to believe in, to support. But in Hebrew, it literally means to uphold. So what Galatians is saying, we are saved through the fact that Jesus upheld God. Isn't that beautiful? Aman. And by the way, final word, the word amen that we all know, that we so easily use, the word amen is just a conjugation that means I give support to. So I make a statement, say, God is good, Jesus is Lord, and somebody says amen. And what we say by that is, I give my support to this. Amen. Till next time.